Canadian fisheries managers are gearing up for another critically low salmon run on the Yukon River. Despite unprecedented conservation measures, last year's run wound up well short of the target for fish reaching the spawning grounds. This year, contractors have been hired to play up the benefits of conservation efforts on the Alaska side of the border. The CBC's Brian Boyle reports.
To hear Frank Quinn tell it, last year should have been a fishing story about the ones that got away.
There was no commercial fishery, no domestic fishery, no sport fishery either, and we had voluntary reduction in the First Nations fishery as well.
As Yukon Area Manager for the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, Quinn says the goal was to allow 45,000 fish to reach the spawning grounds in the Yukon. They fell short of that mark by nearly 10,000 fish. Now, Quinn says contractors have been hired to speak to people who fish for salmon on the Alaska portion of the Yukon River.
For them, it's hard to watch the fish swim by their front door to come to Canada to spawn, but they've got to understand that if that doesn't happen, they won't be coming back in the future.
Quinn says early season projections are calling for another poor salmon run this year, and he's expecting fishing restrictions will be as tough or even tougher than they were last year. He says in recognition of that, officials in Alaska have agreed to delay the opening of any salmon fishing on the Yukon River until at least one quarter of the run has passed any given point on the river. Brian Boyle, Whitehorse.